Hi, this is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team. And this is the weekly news in review, which was posted by Christopher R. Biha on the harpers.org website. You can get it as an email, or you can just go to Harpers and get it. This was posted on October 18th, 2011, and it does concern the news of the previous week. I want to add that at the end of this program, I'm going to present Michael Moore and Lawrence O'Donnell talking about the Occupy movement in very inspiring ways. As the occupation of Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan finished its first month, the Occupy Wall Street movement spread to cities and college campuses across the United States and to more than 70 other countries. A city-mandated cleanup of Zuccotti Park by its owners, which protesters believed was a pretext for their removal from the area, was canceled. And Vikram Pandit, the CEO of Citigroup, which announced third-quarter profits of $3.8 billion, a 74% increase over last year, called the sentiments of protesters completely understandable, adding that he would be happy to talk to them anytime. Hey, folks, take him up on that. The CEO of Citigroup. Go to his house. Hang out there. Talk to him. Hundreds of people were arrested while demonstrating, among them anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan, in Sacramento's Cesar Chavez Park, and philosopher Cornel West on the steps of the Supreme Court. And by the way, I really think that West protesting on the steps of the Supreme Court was very important and deserves more attention, because the Supreme Court is also in the pockets of the 1%. In fact, they are the 1%. "We will not allow this day of the Martin Luther King Memorial to pass," said Cornel West, "without somebody going to jail." At the dedication of a memorial to Martin Luther King Jr. in Washington, President Barack Obama said that were King alive today, he would remind us that the unemployed worker can rightly challenge the excesses of Wall Street without demonizing all who work there. Solyndra, the bankrupt solar power company that received a $528 million government loan as part of the Obama administration's green energy policy, announced the resignation of CEO Brian Harrison. 33-year-old IndyCar driver and former Indy 500 winner Dan Weldon died in a 15-car crash at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And 31-year-old Brandon Kelly was arrested after throwing a hot dog at Tiger Woods during a golf tournament. "I threw the hot dog toward Tiger Woods because I was inspired by the movie Drive," Kelly said. "As soon as the movie ended, I thought to myself, I have to do something courageous and epic, like throwing a hot dog at Tiger Woods." President Obama announced that he was sending 100 armed military advisors to Central Africa to combat the Lord's Resistance Army, a Ugandan rebel group known for such tactics as massacring civilians, mutilating opponents, and deploying child soldiers. For more than two decades, Obama wrote in a letter to Congress, "the Lord's Resistance Army, LRA, has murdered, raped, and kidnapped tens of thousands of men, women, and children in Central Africa." "Lord's Resistance Army are Christians," said Rush Limbaugh on his radio program. "They are fighting the Muslims in Sudan." Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, a Nigerian who tried to blow up a U.S.-bound plane in 2009 with a bomb sewn into his underwear, pleaded guilty to all charges against him, including attempted murder and terrorism. Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuck, the fifth Dragon King of Bhutan, married Jetson Pima, the 21-year-old daughter of an airline pilot. Mansour Arbabsir, an Iranian-born U.S. citizen and used car salesman, was arrested for planning to hire a Mexican drug cartel to assassinate a Saudi diplomat on behalf of the Iranian government. Attorney General Eric Holder said the plot was directed and approved by elements of the Iranian government and, specifically, senior members of the Quds Force. Our Bob's Ears socks would not match, said Tom Husseini, his former college roommate. He was always losing his keys and his cell phone. He was not capable of carrying out this plan. Researchers in Scotland reported that women who are on the pill when they meet their partners are less sexually satisfied overall, but more satisfied about non-sexual elements in their relationships and ultimately stay in those relationships longer. The report's author suggested that trying alternative forms of contraception might be one way for a woman to check or reassure herself that she's still attracted to her partner. A 13-month-old Bronx boy died after swallowing the medication in a pill bottle allegedly given to him by his parents to use as a rattle. And the doctor who performed Michael Jackson's autopsy told jurors in the manslaughter trial of Jackson's former physician Conrad Murray that Jackson probably didn't administer the anesthetic that killed him and that the cause of his death was homicide. It really does look like Conrad Murray really did screw up badly. And I hear people say, what's all this big doing for if he's only going to get 4 years? Well, I don't know if it really can be called direct homicide. And I think 4 years and the loss of his license is pretty good. I hope that's what happens. Maybe it won't. You never know. People are crazy. Meanwhile, a plane crash in Papua New Guinea killed 28 people. A series of bombings in Baghdad killed 23. Oh, yeah, Baghdad, right? See? And a high school math teacher in southern France died after setting herself on fire in the school's playground. Several people tried to put her out, said one student. She said, no, leave me alone. I don't need help. God told me to do this. Wow. Well, that's the news of the week. But, you know, people keep asking the question of what is it that the Occupy Wall Street people want? They keep asking that question. It seems to me it's a pretty stupid question because it's pretty obvious. Last Saturday, the 15th, was a World Occupy Day. And on the 14th, on the MSNBC Lawrence O'Donnell show, Michael Moore was a guest talking about the Occupy movement. And I think what their conversation brought out is a bunch of details that I think we all should pay attention to. So here's Lawrence O'Donnell and Michael Moore on TV on last Friday night.
They'll come up with something if we don't change the fundamental foundation of this economic system that's
That's Michael Moore.
Fair, it's unjust, it's not democratic, people have had it. And this isn't going away.
And it's human beings who are working on Wall Street. And, you know, Mitt Romney's fond of calling corporations people. Well, if they are people, they have a corporate civic citizenship that needs to be brought to their decision-making. I mean, one of the things I like about what you're saying is this demonstration is beyond politics. It's beyond pass this bill or pass that clause of this bill. Because you're not going to be able to anticipate what these companies will do next as long as they have absolutely no sense of corporate citizenship.
And as long as they can buy the politicians that run for Congress. As long as they can control that, it's a rigged game. And the 99% who are not part of this, who didn't cause this, who've been the victims of this, I'll tell you what's so great about being down there, you have all kinds of people. And nobody's talking about, should abortion be legal? Should I have a right to own a gun? You know, do I care if those two gay guys are married over there? All those social issues that those on top have had to divide working people with over the years, that's like kind of, who cares about any of that right now? We care about getting our country back in our hands and out of the hands of the kleptomaniacs who have formed a kleptocracy. That's our democracy. It used to be our country. And people want this back, and they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And I just want to encourage anybody who's, you know, watching this out there to get involved. There's Occupy things going on in cities all over the country. It's small towns. Niles, Michigan, small town where I come from, has 11,000 population. Had 100 people out there the other day. 100 people in just an 11,000 population town. It's going on in places you don't even know about. It's not in the news media. Everybody out there, get out there, get involved. This is the time. If you've sat on the couch for a long time and said, I'm sick and tired of this, these politicians, these fat cats, this is the time to quit complaining and get up and get out the door and get involved in this. You'll meet all kinds of people. They're your neighbors. There's all kinds of people there. Be part of this. And tomorrow is the big day. I mean, all around the world, October 15th. Mm-hmm. Demonstrations, not just in hundreds of cities around the country, but all over the world in support of what's going on with Occupy Wall Street. So this is a big day tomorrow, big day in New York, big day across the country, big day to go out and be an American.
Occupy Wall Street has cut its first commercial, which, of course, Occupy Wall Street cannot afford to get on this network, so we're going to play it right now in the segment.
Thank you.
let's give them a free 30 seconds right here. Let's watch it.
I want to see more serious political conversations starting to happen.
I want corporations out of the government, and I want people back in.
I want peace rather than militarization.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want economic justice.
I want a greater regulation of the banks and the markets.
I want my kids to have a job and health care.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us who don't have it anymore.
The media's been asking the question from the start, what do they want?
Oh, there you go.
There's the answer.
It's, believe me, yes, all you have to do is go down there and you get the answer quickly. You've been down there. This show's been down there. It's clear what people want. That's a beautiful, and you know what that spot costs really to make? Nothing. This is, again, what you can do in your town. If I could just, can I just talk directly again to people? You can make these little spots in your town. You can put it up on the internet. Send it to 10 friends and tell them to send it to 10 others. Now 100 seen it. They'll send it to 10, 1,000 have seen it. You've made the spot that's been seen by 1,000 people. Everybody is affected by this. Everybody has a story, whether they've lost their health insurance, whether they've lost their job, whether they've got a student loan that they're paying off still after 20 years. I mean, on and on and on. The boot has been on people's necks for too long. They want the boot off.
Guess who doesn't get it? Herman Cain, who had
number nine,
nice, calm newspaper, Wall Street Face Off, had an op-ed piece today in the New York Post where he says, capitalism from Wall Street to Main Street is the economic engine that's made the United States the superpower it is. I have a hard time imagining what these protesters think will come of this, that Wall Street execs will come running out of their offices to write them a check. Rather than protest against Wall Street, those camped out in the streets should examine their own failures and take a hard look in the mirror. This is the guy who says, if you're poor, blame yourself.
Right. Well, he's running in the wrong century. That would have sounded great maybe back in the 1800s, but those days are over. And it's you know, when you and I were growing up, there were rich people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I seem to remember they lived pretty well, didn't they?
They had millions of dollars.
They had millions of dollars.
They didn't have billions of dollars.
And you grew up where? You grew up in Boston. In Boston. Okay,
yeah.
So they had summer homes out on Cape
Cod.
That's
right. Yeah.
Right, and in Michigan, yeah, they lived in Bloomfield Hills, yeah, or Grosse Pointe. And
they drove to their summer homes. They didn't get there in private jets.
Yeah, but they because they had to pay 50 or 60 or 70% in taxes. They paid a lot in taxes, and yet they lived a great life, didn't they? And my dad, who worked, built spark plugs at General Motors, other dads, moms, nobody really begrudged them too much because, well, they built the factories, they gave us jobs, and they entered into an agreement with the working class. And this was the agreement, Lawrence. If you, the working people, if you work hard and we prosper, you prosper. They changed it to you work hard, we prosper, now you lose your job. And they totally flushed the American dream down the toilet, and patriotic people around the country are standing up against their announcement, saying they want it back. They want, and no one would begrudge, you know, you for, if you build us a factory and create jobs and you want to have your summer home on Cape Cod, go and do what you people do out there. Right? Because at least when we were growing up, our dads could send the kids to college, had a roof over everyone's head. My dad, spark plug worker, 4 weeks paid vacation, full medical, no deductibles, full dental. The whole, I mean, this is what built this country. These people have just gone about trying to destroy the country for 30 years since Reagan fired the air traffic controllers. It's been a downward slide, and this is the end. This is the end. I knew this would happen sooner or later. I knew people would rise up, and you're going to see this now continue all over the country.
Yeah, Roosevelt brought us the New Deal back in the 30s. And the New Deal helped America get through World War II and made us the richest and strongest country in the world in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. In 1980, Ronald Reagan came in and brought with him what we can now call, thanks Mike Schmidt, the Raw Deal. The idea of greed as the only thing that counts and making as much money as possible and not giving a damn about other people. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. Thanks, Michael and Lawrence. You give me some inspiration. And thanks for listening to the news. Listen to my music program on killradio.org. The next posted show is the story of Phil Oakes, the story of a man who believed in the spirit of his times, but the disillusionment and cynicism that set in destroyed him. It's called So Many Reasons Why, and that will be posted on Kill Radio soon. Come back next week for the Kill Radio and Harper's Weekly News and Review. Thanks for listening.